Yes, I'm recording now. Okay, Diana Glaub, you were in the Bettys. What was your Betty name?
If I recall correctly, it was Betty Brown.
Okay. And where are you now and what are you doing?
I live in San Francisco, California, and I've lived here for about 10 years. And I am a baker in a worker-owned cooperative, and I'm also a horticultural assistant at the Arboretum here in San Francisco. Both jobs keep me very busy, but I do have time to play music.
Okay, so you're still in bands.
Yes.
Well, tell us about those.
Well, currently I'm in two bands. One is called Just Friends, and that's a jazz project. And we do kind of like swing jazz. I'm still learning, so those guys have been playing for years. So it's a learning, you know, thing for me. And I also play in a punk band called Smirk. It's kind of punk pop, actually. And the guitar player and I write the songs and sing. And we have a bass player named Mike. And the guitar player's name is Mike, too. And Mike Millette has his own record label, and it's called Broken Records, where you can find our music. We also shot a video. It's on,
cool.
You can, I think it's archive.org is where you go to find it. So maybe you can check that out.
And under what name?
Smirk.
Under Smirk, okay. S-M-I-R-K.
Yeah.
And
Up until recently, I was also in a Dolly Parton tribute band.
Oh, that's fabulous.
It was called Parton Me, and we all dressed up Dolly Parton. And we did Dolly Parton's music because she is such a great songwriter and a wonderful performer and has had a long career. And, you know, it was a tribute to her. But unfortunately, it lasted a couple of years. And, you know, but I think my other people got tired of dressing up like Dolly. They got tired of the tits and the wigs.
I imagine it was fairly popular.
Well, we would play these, you know, like holiday events at this local bar called El Rio, and a lot of people would really come to see how the foul-mouthed Dolly Parton would behave that day. Not I, the singer, of course. I just played drums and sang back up.
Okay, so let's go way back. Give me a brief synopsis of your life from the Bettys until now. From what I think the Bettys broke up in 1982?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so you only have, what, 23 years to account for here.
I know. And you know what? I've been in probably a band for every year, honestly.
Wow.
I have played in that's how big of a
music is your life.
That's how I've lived my life. Yes, that's one of my top priorities, and it makes me happy. I try to get in a situation where I'm pretty happy and, you know, also creative and everything like that. So, you know, after the Bettys was this band called Jacques, and then I played in a couple of really hardcore punk bands, PPG and, let's see, what was the other one? I don't remember.
Was this back in camp?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've seen a lot of bands in Kent, Burning Lesbians, gosh, okay, now you're really testing my memories here. Burning Lesbians, Attic Tragedy was a great band. I really enjoyed that band. Let's see, Burning Lesbians.
So when did you blow Kent? When did you go right to San Francisco?
91.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get out till 91. And, you know, I had intended to leave earlier, but things just started wrapping up, so I was ready to leave. And so I came out, I did a fishing boat thing in Alaska, and then ended up here in San Francisco shortly thereafter because there were people I knew here from Ohio, from Kent specifically, and hung out with them and just got rolling in, just started up with the band thing out here.
And Jennifer was Jennifer already out in San Francisco?
She was already here, yeah. That's, Swingin' Doors got together about then, and I was in this other band called, let's see, what were we called? Pung is what we were called. And we did, had a single and this and that. And then, Swingin' Doors had a CD, moving into the digital age. And then I moved to Seattle for a couple of years, and I didn't really like it, end up liking it that much, but I did play in a couple of bands up there. But these bands hardly ever played out. It was mostly just practicing and learning music and stuff like that. But I was still active. So then when I came back here, I got together with my friend Tommy Strange, who is also a Kentite. You might remember him.
Right, right.
And he played in this band called Straw Man. And Straw Man, I was in Straw Man for a while. And then he changed bands. He wanted to have a new band, and it was called Songs for Emma. So we did, like, a couple of CDs, and they're on Broken Records. And, we did a European tour and stuff like that. So
cool.
Pretty fun. And then Songs for Emma, Tommy wanted to start a bookstore, so that's what he did. And so he didn't have time to play music anymore. So me and Mike liked playing with each other, and we just continued, And then to find people for the Dolly Parton project, I just had to, call people who I thought would be into it. And one of them was Dwight from the Swinging Doors.
Okay, cool. Does he make a nice Dolly Parton?
Oh, my God. He is a, you know what? He's a really good-looking guy, but he's an ugly woman. It's really quite amazing because he has, he's really a handsome man, but just didn't make it in the makeup and wig and such. Oh, well.
But you still had fun, I'll bet.
Yes, it was quite fun. And so now here we are today. We have Smirk and Just Friends.
Okay, so you must be, your life has revolved around music, and
yes.
Sounds like you've played in lots of bands and had played out a lot. Like, how often are you playing out now?
You're going to love this, Alan. Smirk just did a show for this thing called the Coalition for Aging Rockers.
Thank you.
Anyone over 30, it was $5. And anyone under 30, it was $7. And it started promptly at 7 p.m. and ended promptly by 9 p.m.
Okay, that's hilarious.
You love it?
Yes, that's
so
hilarious.
That's going to be a monthly thing at this bar in town called the Hemlock.
Okay. So you were like, are you with the center of, the San Francisco rock music scene after all these years? Do you own it?
I'm a total square, man. I'm a total square. I hardly go to see any other bands because I work in this bakery, as you know, and so I can't stay out very late. So I usually don't.
True, and you're mature now.
I'm mature,
don't have
I need my beauty rest.
Okay. Is there anything about the Bettys that you especially miss? Was the Bettys the first band you were in?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Is there anything you miss about that band?
I kind of miss, I felt like we were all in it together, and I feel like as people get older, they're more just into their own thing, and it's not as big of a commitment, and it's not as dramatic, and it's not as fun. So it was really fun.
Okay.
It was a good time.
On a scale of
and a lot of learning. It was a huge learning curve, I don't know how anyone can stand to hear, new musicians play. It must have been so torturous for people who could really play their instruments for us to play for them. But anyway, it was fun.
Well, I remember at the time there were people who, they were serious musicians who sort of didn't get the Bettys because you guys were just learning your instruments and all that, but
right.
they didn't understand the charm of, I think it was what you said about commitment or dedication or just full commitment to it. I mean, that was, you guys took over the whole bar. As soon as you walked in, it was the Betty stage and it was your gig and you made everything, even the mistakes work. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is my last question, how much did being in the Bettys influence your life and who you are today?
Well, a very big influence. What would you say, 6, 7, somewhere like that.
Okay.
That's pretty high. But, music is a very important part of my life. It means a lot to me, And I couldn't have done it without that start.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Sure. I'm glad to talk to you. I hope all is well with you. It sounds like you're